Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Barbaro Garby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a pop-up towards first. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive towards the mound. Morris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herndon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Brookins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Gibson steals third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Rick Waite's now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Brewers, 3, Tigers, 3. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simmons settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Simmons. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-2 in the game. Garby hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie strikes out. There goes Simmons. The throw from Parrish to Trammell, and Simmons is out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simmons scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Scherer now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manning strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Moore moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Bob Gibson now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-3 in the game. Garby is walked intentionally. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Cooper, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Yount scores. One out. It's 7-4, Tigers. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Flynn now playing second base. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Bobby Clark pinch hits for Rick Manning. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.